First thing is first, why are you running for mayor of the city of Kitchener?
I guess I'm running for two reasons. One, I have always had a secret desire to be a politician, and I hate saying that, being a lawyer, which is the worst of the two. But the real issue is when I looked at the other candidates, I just saw a fundamental problem with their platforms. And I decided to, as I would talk to people, that I would try and make a change.
Okay, so what problems specifically are you seeing, and what changes would you like to see made?
Well, I think all candidates, when I look at their platforms, they all talk about, what they want to accomplish, and all involve spending. But they all seem to think in the same box. Is the end result is increased property taxes. Every one of them seems to accept that increasing property taxes is acceptable. And being, a tax lawyer, I always think property tax is probably the worst tax that exists, and that it's not about consumption like HST, or it's not about how much money you make like income tax. It's literally a tax that comes out of your pocket, whether you can pay it or not. If you're a fixed income or you have, you're unemployed, it still comes out of your pocket. And I always think that it's irresponsible to just look to property tax to be the solution to spending. And my platform is going to be based on thinking outside the box to try and have the city reorganize itself to think about alternative funding arrangements and partnerships that can bring in other flows of revenue.
Okay, what are some of the other issues that you're seeing in the city?
Mayor Zara's initiative on the downtown, I think, has been vastly improved. I live downtown, and I live in the Eaton's Loft, and I've seen a dramatic change in what has been done, and I want to continue that move to get the downtown core developed into a strong infrastructure.
As a tax lawyer, and this could probably go back a little bit to the kind of economic impact of things on the city, but how do you feel like that experience would help you if you were to become mayor?
Well, my job is to fix people's problems, simply. Like when CRA has, no one has a good tax story, I find, and that's my job, is to fix people's problems. It involves reorganizing them to be more tax efficient, to get savings. It also involves just purely dispute resolution, finding ways to, resolve their issues with CRA such that they can put the money back in their pocket. And I think that part of that is, my clients range from every type of business, and I'm required to understand every type of business. I'm required to know accounting. The understanding that people always call me the holder of arcane knowledge, because I can actually understand, income tax and GST. And I don't know how many times I've been at a party where you're sitting there rattling out answers to people about their solutions to their income tax problems. I've yet to meet somebody who actually feels they've paid the right amount of tax. And so I feel that these are the aspects that will make a great mayor, is that, one, understanding the legal systems of what's going to be required, understanding the laws, but two, understanding the accounting that has to go into keeping a city afloat with a proper budget and not putting it into a greater deficit position.
It's a heavy job, right? A lot of numbers. What do you do for fun and to relax and unwind?
Going to Victoria Park has just amazed me, and I really try and actually make lunches down there now, like just go down there or, bike around there or run around there. I think one of the most amazing things I've ever seen were the swans, and I understand there's only one swan now, but that's my favorite thing I think about this city is seeing its green space and enjoying it. I like walking around the city and seeing the architecture, because I find that the range of age and buildings and their designs are unlike where I'm from. From being from Toronto, it's very concrete and steel and glass, but there's a lot of interesting properties that still exist, and it's so interesting to be in what I feel is like a culturally rich-looking city.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You mentioned going for walks and enjoying green space, but what are some of your hobbies and things you like to do? Are you into sports or music or anything like that?
I think the biggest hobby I have is biking. I like mountain biking around the city.
Is there maybe an interesting fact you can share about yourself? This is something I'm asking all candidates.
Well, the thing that'll come out, whether it's good or bad, is I'm also president of a company called Greenabliss Therapeutics, and we're actually seeking a medical marijuana license, for medical marijuana use. And I think that will be something that maybe I haven't figured out if it's a negative or positive. You know, my company, we have a lot of good ambitions, and it's with all the press and the news about medical marijuana and its benefits versus, I guess, Rob Ford and his issues of being a mayor and drug use. I'm not really sure where, if I'll be the popular vote or the unpopular vote.